It's very worrying that at least another 2 years is going to be added on to the wait time. The department has announced that the tender is very complicated, and they have extended the deadline. It'll be 2017 now before the contracts will actually issue, which I think is very worrying, and particularly when you see that Donegal is always left on the tail end of these rollouts. It means that the dates have been pushed back even further for adequate broadband to be provided into rural areas.
And in the meantime, we've seen faster and faster broadband brought into Letterkenny, brought into the bigger towns, and that in a sense is really driving an even bigger wedge between the urban and rural areas of Donegal.
A crazy situation now, that particularly when you look at Letterkenny, where every premises in Letterkenny in the next couple of years will actually have two fibre broadband connections, yet the rest of Donegal will have to wait and wait and wait, and we still don't even know what technology will be used to provide the broadband as part of the broadband strategy as well, which I think is even more worrying, because I would be very much afraid that we could end up with satellite or mobile broadband for rural areas rather than future-proofed fibre optic connections. I have seen reports where some of the rural TDs have been pushing the government to appoint additional contractors to roll out whatever is decided on in the plan. That seems to be the emphasis they're placing on it, but I think the more important emphasis would be the actual technology that's used to make sure that it's a fibre rollout rather than any other technology, because that's the only thing that can be future-proofed and can actually provide adequate broadband for the long term for rural areas. And if we don't have a fibre rollout, we'll be back again in a number of years' time with another national plan, I believe.